Often when there's a big snowstorm, reports of weather-related injuries and even deaths make the news. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Dr. Christopher McStay with the Department of Emergency Medicine at the University of Colorado School of Medicine about winter-specific injuries and how to avoid and treat them.
In terms of your experience as an emergency medicine doctor, what's the number one winter-related injury you see coming into the ER?
You know, it's probably slip and falls. A lot of what we see ends up being broken wrists and broken ankles. It's so common. You know, you're just walking down the sidewalk or in your driveway and you hit a little patch of ice and people find themselves falling so quickly and unexpectedly that it's really easy to injure themselves. There's a lot of other scary injuries out there. You know, we can talk about hypothermia and frostbite and other things, but day to day for most people in urban environments, it's really falling.
If you're falling and you know it's going to happen, is there something that you can do to lessen the impact? Because I'd imagine that the wrist, the hand, is a fragile thing.
Yeah, we call it a foosh injury, F-O-O-S-H, which means fall on an outstretched hand. And it's very common. And for anybody that's learned how to snowboard, you know that you spend a lot of time falling on your bottom and you fall forward, hitting your elbows and your wrists. And snowboarders learn very quickly that falling on their wrists, on their hands, is a great way to break those wrists. It's difficult when you fall like on ice because you do end up falling so quickly. But if you can avoid kind of putting your hand out, necessarily, and landing on your hands, that's a good way to avoid a wrist or a hand fracture. But it's challenging. I think most of us, when we're going down, we're just putting our hands down to try to break our fall. So it's just so common, and I think probably hard for people to really avoid injury, especially when it happens so quickly.
So you slip and fall, you break your fall with your wrist. How do you know that you have to go to the ER to get x-rays?
So, you know, even in the emergency department, it's sometimes hard for me to know. And that's why I have this great tool called X-ray. So to tell lay people, what to worry about is a little bit tricky. I mean, what I would say is if you fall, you have a substantial mechanism of injury, your wrist is really swollen, and it hurts when you move it back and forth. If you heard a crunch, if you feel crunching in a place that doesn't normally crunch, if you will, then you probably ought to show up and get an X-ray.
What about accidents also related to snow blowers?
You know, I can tell you in New York, I remember a couple of really devastating injuries with snowblowers. One of them in particular was a gentleman that had gotten something stuck in his snowblower. And he did something that, you know, all of us would think is absolutely crazy, but all of us might do from time to time if we were faced with this, is that he left the snowblower running and put his hand in the device, and something happened, it slipped, and it caught his hand. So that's one way to get injured. And, you know, that's a very common sense type of thing to tell you not to do that, but we see it from time to time. The other thing to be careful about with snow blowers is that, you know, it does eject debris, you know, out the side. So just be careful, you know, if passerbys are coming through, just to warn them or to turn off the machine when people are around. Generally related to outdoor activities, you should dress warm. And you should certainly be wearing gloves. It's actually pretty easy to get cold-related injuries if you're barehanding a snow blower or another metal object. So just be careful.
What about the idea that you're shoveling snow, you're not used to that level of physical activity, and all of a sudden you have a massive heart attack and die? Is that an urban legend, or does that really happen?
Shoveling snow is really hard. If you've done it, you know how heavy the snow can be. So we kind of joke in medicine about being a stress test on the heart, if you will. And it's not uncommon to see people on those days, typically early in the morning, and they exercise and sort of stress the heart, if you will, and develop chest pain and kind of expose their underlying coronary artery disease. I've seen it probably at least 10 times in my career.
That was emergency medicine specialist Dr. Christopher McStay speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, tomorrow morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for the story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.